budget clock ticks down as county weighs safety, housing, and fire resilience. Public comment on San Diego County's recommended fiscal year 2026-27 budget closes Thursday at 5 p.m. at engage.sandiegocounty.gov, with the Board of Supervisors scheduled to formally adopt the $9.1 billion plan by June 23rd. The proposed budget represents a 6% increase over the current year and would fund 20,388 positions. The spending plan allocates $176 million for behavioral health, $93.1 million for affordable and supportive housing, $852 million for social safety net programs including CalFresh, CalWORKS, and Medi-Cal, $265.9 million for road safety and maintenance, and $84.5 million to strengthen firefighting and emergency medical capabilities. During a June 9th general session, supervisors also proclaimed June as San Diego County Pride Month and designated June 9th as Psychiatric Emergency Response Team Day. Preliminary results from the June 2nd San Diego City Council primary show Richard Bailey and Nicole Crosby as the top two vote-getters in District 2, the most crowded and best-funded race, with Josh Coyne trailing by double digits. Final official results are due from county elections officials by July 2nd, with state certification by July 10th. In Santee, the City Council is weighing a one-year, $18,000 contract for 6 automated license plate readers to assist sheriff's deputies, a proposal privacy advocates argue raises unresolved questions about data retention and surveillance scope. The council is also advancing a fire safety plan for the San Diego River Corridor, backed by a $7.2 million FEMA grant. With public comment on the draft environmental impact report open through June 22nd, the Sorrento fire, which broke out June 8th and burned 90 acres near Sorrento Valley Boulevard, reached 90% containment with all evacuation orders lifted, though its cause remains under investigation. The Border 6 fire near Marin Valley Road in Dulzura reached 100% containment on June 7th after burning 2,525 acres across the U.S. and Mexico.